This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Now onto another growing part of the labor market, leisure and hospitality. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says employment in that sector continued to grow in August. Here's Marketplace's Lily Jamali on how employers in the hotel business are trying to gain an edge.
When Arslan Tafazzoli prepared to open the newly restored Lafayette Hotel in San Diego in July, his company, CH Projects, had about 4 weeks to staff up.
We did all of it. Fairs, friends, social media, local media, every channel that we sort of had our disposal, we just put it out there.
The historic hotel, once frequented by Hollywood stars, has two restaurants and three bars, with more set to open soon, plus a bowling alley and a pool. Tafazzoli was able to hire 140 people to run it all by the grand opening. Part of the hiring pitch was about building an attraction, and not just for out-of-town guests.
Basically, making an amenity for San Diego and hopefully have people within the city that would support this place.
That kind of messaging matters to members of Gen Z, whom leisure and hospitality employers are keen to hire, according to University of Central Florida tourism professor Stephen Pratt. On top of good wages, benefits, and perks, Pratt says in a competitive labor market, some employers are differentiating themselves by conveying a bigger purpose.
To, be an important part of the community, not just someone who's out there to exploit or extract as cheap a labor as possible.
And the stakes are high. Pratt says lodging can make up as much as 70% of vacation spending. Cornell's Alex Suskin says the labor market in leisure and hospitality is still very tight, and not just for hotels.
It's just been a very, very slow recovery, getting people to want to go back to those kinds of jobs in the same way that they did before the pandemic.
Slow, but if the data's any guide, getting better. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.